And I'm told you want a 30-second warning. I'll be all ready to go. And I suggest we start in 30 seconds from now. Hello, WHO. This is Herb Plambeck, your war correspondent, back somewhere in Luxembourg again after three of the most eventful weeks I have ever known. In this report, I should like to summarize a few general observations made on returning from the Third Army front. After spending the greater share of the past several weeks in Germany, I have reached several quite positive conclusions. I won't need to spend time telling about our men fighting hard and successfully. The reports you have heard from WHO newscasters and the maps you have seen in your daily papers are eloquent proof of that. When I think of what these men are called upon to do, not only on the field of battle, but while waiting for their next orders, sometimes a week or more, in mud or dust, through rain or sunshine, sometimes when it's cold or dismal, with very few of the comforts they used to know, it amazes me how they keep up their spirits. There are some things that help these heroes of ours, though. Namely, of course, it's the letters from home. Mail call actually rates ahead of mess call for some of our boys. No matter when it was dated, that message from home is precious. I hope you renew your efforts in writing and will write to friends overseas as well as to relatives. Letters from friends also mean a lot, especially to men who have been away from home 2 or 3 years or more and who wonder and worry if the people they used to know so well have forgotten them. Every letter, card, snapshot, photo, clipping, paper, package, or other item you send is a reminder they are not forgotten. In recalling my visits with the men up front, some other things have impressed me too. Among these is the assurance that the folks back home are really backing up the men on the front, as almost all of you are. They know better than any correspondent or any of you how vital the munitions, food, clothing, blood plasma, and other war necessities are. They appreciate the way virtually everyone is pitching. Most of them bitterly resent strikes of any kind. It's unfortunate that news of work stoppages often gets headlines. It gives the wrong impression, and it's not fair to that overwhelming majority of war workers, other laborers, farmers, professional people, and others who are doing their utmost to get enough of the things that the boys need and get them here ahead of time. It's likewise unfortunate that as men get closer to the front, things they enjoy become less available. They realize it has to be that way, and that's why when a Red Cross Clubmobile with its sweet young ladies from the States does get up here, the boys are more than grateful. For the most part, the fellows up front get all of the smokes they need and the food, though not fancy, does seem adequate. They long for more sweets, though, particularly some of the milk chocolates, and they feel they ought to get them as long as they're available some miles behind the lines. The same is true of entertainment. Believe me, those movie stars, radio people, and other entertainers who are willing to take the rough and sometimes dangerous road up to where the fighting men are tremendously appreciated by the GIs. And while on the subject of appreciation, to a man, the boys up front are grateful for the blood plasma you folks back home provided. There are 100 other things I'd like to mention. I can only touch on a few. One is the boys' concern about whether you're getting post-war ahead of war. They think of post-war times too, and they have a better reason than anyone else. But they hope the people and leaders in the states will place first emphasis on winning the war. They also wonder a little about prisoners of war treatment. They want the PWs treated correctly and fairly, but they resent reports about coddling men who took the lives of some of their buddies. One thing more. As we overhear, see the destruction all about us, see the cost in materials as well as lives, and watch countless refugees, men, women, and children, some aged, some mere babies, choking roads and highways in their hard, long trek to what they hope will be home and peace, the soldier resolves again, this war must be the last one. Humanity cannot survive another. This is Herb Plambeck, somewhere in Luxembourg, returning you to Des Moines.
MCH standing by for WQV. Thank you.